Okay, as lots of folks know, Fort Wayne was established along the confluence of three rivers. The St. Mary's flows north, the St. Joseph south, and those converge into the Maumee River, the longest contributing stream up to the Great Lakes. It's a system that crosses city, county, and even state lines.
And this region's relationship with its rivers has changed a lot over the past few centuries or so. They used to be highways for the native population, European explorers, and American settlements. Then
we brought in the railroads, we brought in the automobile, and we didn't need the rivers for transportation anymore, but we did need it for manufacturing as the communities grew.
That's Dan Wire, director of the Tri-State Watershed Alliance. He says this evolution took a toll on our relationship with the water. It became just another product to be used and discarded.
So let's take a look at three causes of pollution today and how they're changing: raw sewage, sediment, and nutrients.
Okay, first thing lots of people think of is sewage. Fair. About 1 billion gallons of raw sewage is flushed into the water each year in Fort Wayne. The city is currently investing in what could be its largest public works project ever to drastically reduce those overflows.
Next, the biggest contributor to that brown color, sediment.
And that's just dirt that washes off.
Sediment is fine clay in our soil that takes a long time to settle. Dan says since the 70s, we've reduced the amount of sediment in half and are starting to do more dredging projects that filter it out. Fort Wayne's new riverfront plan includes a few lakes that could help with that as well. Still, he says the rivers will be brown for a while, but that's not necessarily a bad thing.
Lastly, chemicals called nutrients, like phosphorus. They can attach themselves to the dirt and create troublesome algae blooms.
We saw the effects of this in dramatic fashion last August when a hazardous algae bloom caused a drinking water ban for more than 400,000 people near Toledo.
Phosphorus comes from agriculture, sewage, but also fertilizers used in golf courses or your own home lawn. This is the area where we're seeing some real resourcefulness in improving best practices.
Dan Wire wants us to focus on the global picture, though. He says Fort Wayne is lucky to have so much water in the first place.
And I think now that we're seeing that in today's economy, it's the quality of place, quality of life that is the huge driver. That is the new economic engine of most communities.
Dan says especially bigger communities and industries understand this, that the water itself is a valuable economic resource, so they're being proactive and making improvements. Still, other sectors are making changes in response to regulation or just to be good stewards.
Basically, across the board, there are some best practices we know are working and some we're still figuring out. But as those things develop, Dan says the community needs a change in perspective. He's a big-time advocate for recreation and developing personal relationships with the water.
The public mostly has just heard about how they're an enemy, and that's a very small percentage of the time. By and large, the majority of the time, the rivers are great. Go play in them. You can recreate on them.
He says there are lots of upcoming opportunities to get up close and personal with the rivers, from dragon boat races and pontoon rides to dinner on the deck. But one thing he's sure of...
So it definitely takes everybody working together to come up with the results that's going to be best.
For WBOI News, I'm Virginia Elvino.
And I'm Sean Beter.